Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Generation raised the hell and said it would. So much that we witness heaven and cannot tell us good. Dug a hole for the weak, reverence that fell into it. Questions we avoid, but he's second to bring us closer to it. Cause if we recognize, then we have to acknowledge. And if we testify, we gon' have to do it honest. The commission is greater than us. And this religious system that's been enabling us to stay quiet, reserve, undisturbed, stalled. Got our cars on pause by the curb. Feeling like my life, still belong to myself. I know how I feel, but can't deny how I felt. The heartbeat in my chest echo the Lord's drum. The same war drum that soldiers go to war from. Some of us might hit that front line 100 times. Look a dead man in his eyes and yell, come alive. Come alive, rise from night to day. Abandon your chains, snatch your wings and fly away. This good news is gorgeous and fruitful. The death of the flawless makes the awful useful. Tether the lion to Zion, but I approve. Restricting them to a cross, resulted in them being loosed. In the spirit, been imparted to the troops. None of us ain't in it, just the talking in the booth. Living people should know me in the spirit in cahoots. How you know it's free, you can't identify the fruit. Gotta let it pour until I'm empty. Cause if I hold it in me, I'ma jeopardize the youth. My little brother in prison, I'm trying to give him Christ. At the same time, explain why he been in his life. But regardless of my failures and my shortcomings, what I can't do is not tell him that the Lord want him.
Oh, Mic check. 1 2 1 2. What's cracking? How are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Me in the building. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. That's what we on. Teaching Tuesday, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So, appreciate everybody tuning in. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Your homie Oasis on the line. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. And yeah, we up on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy. We will hear from and become doers of God, our Father's word. We will hear from and become doers of God, our Father's word. Father, let us hear what you're saying, and not only let us be hearers, but let us be doers. Make us doers of your word. Thank you for another broadcast. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity to be before you and before your people. Father, continue to just have your way. Continue to build our character up and our faith up in you. Let us put our faith in you and let us work our faith in you. Father, let us continue to stay before you with a grateful attitude, a thankful attitude, and a receiving attitude. And let it all be the attitude of our heart. In the name of Jesus, continue to just have your way. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in to hear from you. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, for leading us and guiding us and teaching us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Continue to just have your way and exalt Jesus through us. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth in our lives, Father, as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this hip hop Bible study, little buddy, and you know, we'd like to keep y'all waiting, so let's go ahead and get it started. Part one, which you can go ahead and turn there, and I'll meet you there. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. 1 Samuel chapter number 1. Oh, I'm sorry. Chapter number 11. It's two ones up there. All right. 1 Samuel chapter number 11 is where we go. Part one. Bunch of ones. Part one will be 1 Samuel chapter number 11. Part two, Isaiah chapter number 39. Part three, Titus chapter number 1. So if you would go ahead and go to 1 Samuel chapter number 11, and we're going to be starting at verse 1, and I'm about to meet you over there in a minute. All right, let's see. We must learn to be content and not complain even when facing the difficulties of life. Yeah, learn to be content. Godliness. Yeah, you knowing God, God being on your side. Yeah, doing things his way, born again of him. Godliness with contentment. Yeah, being thankful and grateful for what God is doing and what he has done and how he is blessing you. That is great gain. So we must learn to be content and not complain, even when facing the difficulties of life and everything. Give thanks. Don't stress yourself out. In most cases, we just have to shift our mind, our thinking about things. You see what I'm saying? And shift our focus, too. Put your focus on the Lord. And be trying to figure stuff out. Get your confidence in him. All right? This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked from him. All right. So let's get it. 1 Samuel chapter number 11, starting with verse 1. Again, shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. All right. Now, this is Saul. He became king because the people wanted a king over them. They looked at the other cultures, and the other cultures got a king, and we want a king over us, too. And see, you know, we have to stop that, looking at other folks and looking at other churches and thinking that we're supposed to be like them. Look at your neighbor and say, be like yourself. Yeah, be like yourself. God made you an individual. Individual. Yeah, individually for him, though. So, 1 Samuel chapter number 11. Yeah, so we're going to see this is the beginning of him being king, right? So, let's go see what happened. 1 Samuel chapter number 11, verse 1 says, then Nahash, the Ammonite, came up and encamped against Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, make a covenant with us, and we will serve you. Now make a covenant. Be careful who you making a covenant with. Okay? Covenant. Contract. Agreement. Verse 2. And Nahash, the Ammonite, answered them, on this condition I will make a covenant with you, that I may put out all your right eyes. Now, what kind of covenant is that? That I may put out all your right eyes now, and bring reproach on all Israel. On Israel. Israel always seems like he's in. Israel always into something. Let's go. Verse 3 says, then the elders of Jabesh said to him, hold off for 7 days, that we may send messengers to all the territory of Israel, and then if there is no one to save us, we will come out to you. Verse 4 says, so the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul and told the news in the hearing of the people, and all the people lifted up their voices and wept. Now there was Saul coming behind the herd from the field, and Saul said, what troubles the people that they weep? Why they crying like that, huh? And they told him the words of the men of Jabesh. Verse 6 says, then the Spirit of God, look at this. Yeah, it's turned up right now. Just got turned up. Just turned the fire on. Then the Spirit of God came upon Saul. When he heard this news, anger was greatly aroused. See, when that Spirit of God, you see that? The Spirit of God came upon Saul, and what happened? He was angry and greatly aroused because of this news. He very mad and concerned because of this news that he heard. Put out all the right eyes of Israel. What? Make a covenant with the who? What? All right, verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 7 says, so he took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces and sent them throughout all the territory of Israel by the hands of messengers, saying, whoever does not go out with Saul and Samuel to battle, look at Saul going out, that's the king. Samuel going out, that's the prophet who anointed the king. All right, see there? Both going out to battle, right? Look at that. Prophets don't play either. Whoever does not go out with Saul and Samuel to battle, so it shall be done to his oxen. Remember, they cut them in pieces, right? And the fear of the Lord fell on the people, and they came out with one consent. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord done came on them. The Spirit of God is on Saul, and now the Spirit of the Lord done came upon the people as well. I like that. You know, when the Spirit of God come on the king, on the leader, and the people. Verse 8 says, when he numbered them in Bezek, the children of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah, 30,000. And they said to the messengers who came, thus you shall say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow, by the time the sun is hot, you shall have help. Yeah, now that's some confidence right there. Tomorrow, before the sun is hot. Yeah. I'm talking to you too. You got to hear the Spirit, what he's saying to you now. All right? We ain't a prophet. Samuel. Samuel is a prophet. I believe he's the first prophet. What have you. Or one of them. All right, let's see. In 1 Samuel, chapter number 11, verse 9. And they said to the messengers who came, thus you shall say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by the time the sun is hot, you shall have help. Then the messengers came and reported it to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. Yeah, that's why you have to tune in, get this good news. You know what I'm talking about? Tune in. Get this good news. All right. They were glad. Tomorrow you're going to have help before the sun is hot. Look for a blessing from the Lord tomorrow before the sun get hot. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out to you and you may do with us whatever seems good to you. So it was on the next day that Saul put the people in three companies, and they went, they came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch and killed. So that's in the morning, right? In the morning watch, and they killed the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And it happened that those who survived were scattered so that no two of them were left together. Busted them up real good. There ain't even no two of them left together. Verse 12 says, then the people said to Samuel, who is he who said, shall Saul reign over us? Bring the men that we may put them to death. So those that didn't want Saul to reign over, bring them here. And they put them to death. So God was working that. Still trying to work with man's will. He loves us. Remember that he didn't want a king. Originally, he didn't want a king over them. And then he told them what kind of king they're going to have over them. But right now, the Spirit of the Lord is on this king right here. He's on Saul. All right? We're going to keep reading. I ain't going to spoil alert nothing right now. All right? So, verse 13 says, but Saul said, not a man shall be put to death this day. For today the Lord has accomplished salvation in Israel. So he didn't even let them kill nobody else from Israel. But Saul said, not a man shall be put to death this day. For today the Lord has accomplished salvation in Israel. God did something for you today. In case you didn't know, this was a special day. He accomplished salvation. Did something extra for that relationship that you have with him. All right, there's some extra to it. Verse 14 says, then Samuel said to the people, come, let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. They're going to have help. They about to renew the kingdom. I told you God did something. Renew that relationship that you had with him. Renew your faith so he can take you to the next dimensions in him. And in your faith while you're living on earth. Verse 15 says, so all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they made sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Yeah, they rejoiced greatly. They got that good news. They made them glad. All right. They believed it. They believed that good news that they had received, and they got the answer that next day. Tomorrow we're going to have help. Before the sun came up, they got glad, and then it happened. They had help. And all the enemies, yeah, got killed and driven away. You know what I'm talking about? And they rejoiced greatly. The Spirit of the Lord was on the king, and the Spirit of God, it came upon the people as well. You know what I'm talking about? So that was 1 Samuel chapter number 11. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm looking for something. Let's see. All right, but yeah, that's the first part. We finished with the first part. When we come back, we'll get in the second part, which will be Isaiah chapter number 39. Yeah, another prophet. Isaiah chapter number 39, starting at verse 1. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ.
Yeah.
Mic check 1212. What's cracking? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I almost got into DJ mode and stayed, but I forgot we do a Bible study. This hip hop Bible study, little buddy. But I was in the chat room chatting and I was DJing it up. We was about to go ahead, bro. Let's get over here and get some more of these scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? Isaiah chapter 39. But I was in DJ mode right quick. Hold on. Get back in the teaching mode up in here. Hip hop Bible study, little buddy. That's what we on right now. Know what I'm talking about? Isaiah chapter 39. Let's go there. Verse 1. Isaiah 39. Isaiah chapter 39. And verse 1. All right. Last chapter in Isaiah 38, we read about Hezekiah. And the prophet came to him with a word that, you know, saying a word from the Lord, telling him to set his house in order, for he was going to die and not live. And then Hezekiah turned to the wall and prayed, talked to the Lord, and the Lord extended his life for another 15 years, right? Now this next chapter is about, it got something to do with Hezekiah as well. So let's go ahead and read Isaiah chapter 39. Isaiah chapter 39. We're starting at verse number 1. I see you run up his eye. Hold on. Let's get this right here right quick. Get this about the way, then, you know, I get you on here, bro. You know what I mean? Isaiah chapter 39, verse 1 says, at that time, Merodach Baladan, well, that's a name for you. Merodach or Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he heard that he had been sick and had recovered. And Hezekiah was pleased with them and showed them the house of his treasure. You don't show people how you living. What? How you living? What? You living? Oh, let's go see what happened, though, before I jump ahead of myself and ahead of the word. Let's go. When Isaiah chapter 39, verse 2 says, and Hezekiah was pleased with them and showed them the house of his treasures, the silver and gold and the spices and precious ointment and all his armory. All that was found among his treasures. There was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. What the he's wrong with Hezekiah? Verse 3 says, then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say and from where did they come to you? Showing them all this. What they said to you, man? Where they come from? So Hezekiah said, they came to me from a far country, from Babylon. Verse 4 says, and he said, what have they seen in your house? So Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among all my treasures that I have not shown them. Verse 5. Isaiah 39 says, then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Hear what the Lord said, right? Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And they shall take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. So Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord. What you have spoken is good. He received the word, whether he liked it or not. He said it's good because it's coming from God. And God always right. And in some cases, in some instances in this Bible, where they don't want to hear what the prophet's saying, they don't want to hear what the true prophet is saying, and then they go get with some, you know, soothsayers and warlocks and witches and psychics and all that stuff. But Hezekiah, even though there's a hard word for him, He responded, verse 8, so Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord which you have spoken is good. For he said, at least there will be peace and truth in my days. He being selfish. When hip hop meets the Christ. So that's Isaiah chapter 39. We just finished that up. You know what I'm talking about? You all tuned into when hip hop meets the Christ. We on this hip hop Bible study. Little buddy. Appreciate everybody tuning in. That was part two, Isaiah 39. When we come back, we jumping into part number three, which will be Titus chapter one. But before we take this break, let me bring a runner for Zion, Mike Check. What up, man? Mike Check, 1212, unmute. Hold on.
My bad. Morodak. Right.
I hear you, man.
Morodak Baladan. Yeah.
Yeah, you
I just wanted to say what's up. I'm vibing, just tuning in, man. You know, just wanted to say what's up, listening, vibing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't say what's up in the chat room because I'm driving, because I was driving, bro. I'm talking about, it's crazy, man. But anyway, I'm tuned in, bro. Morodak Baladan.
Okay.
Vibing, hey. Yeah. But, yeah. Probably be up in that Isaiah. You know what I'm saying?
Baladan, Baladan, boy. And I don't know what kind of.
Yeah.
That's somebody's name, in case y'all wondering. That's Isaiah 39, the first name that they said in chapter one. I mean, the verse one.
Right.
Isaiah 39. For sure, though, bro. Appreciate you tuning in.
All right,
yes,
bro. I'm in the comments, man. I'm listening. Peace, man.
All right. Peace. You are tuned into Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll be right back, man. We on this Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy, and it's running pretty swiftly. We was on a fast earlier. I'm talking about the broadcast going by fast. Some people be so fast, they try to call the broadcast before time. And okay, anyway, we'll be right back when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. It's your homie Oasis.
If it goes up, then it comes down. You can go up, you can come down. Everything is for a season, seasons go round. Keep looking up to Jesus when it goes down. Up and down.
The world like a polar cap, never stressed out, always chest out, shoulders back, always keep landing on your feet like when you throw a cat, but before you know it, snap, you're flat like a yoga mat. You can go from stack like the Miami Heat, then overnight it's over like God's plan for Cleveland, from your family eating to family meeting pop up. You were used to feasting, then the famine popped up. One day you got a milli, next you try to get a 10, ATM says you silly, you really need to know how to roll with season. Wow. Ask Joe, sometimes you go low without the reason.
If it goes up, then it comes down.
Buick to a Benz, from the friends to the center, from the center to the fringe. It all depends, you with all the friends, you with all the ends. You could bruise them all and lose it all. You could fall to sin if you should fall, repent. Be conscious, it's most step of reconciling power, which is a monster, ask Joseph. He could take a slave, give him city and a hate. Straight remedy to hate him and to split up family. Don't get beside yourself, better remind yourself. You'll never know where you'll find yourself. Maybe up or down, maybe stronger, maybe weaker. Either way, the grace to save you is the same grace to keep you.
You can go up, you can come down.
Of the word God breathes, we see it through the ages in the word God speaks. His favorite way to say it's through the Lord God Jesus. God's on top when you're seeing God lead. We see God on drop when you're seeing God bleed. We see him lifted up, we can see him on his knees. Sometimes he's in the gut, one time was on the seas. That's why we
season. In and out of season. In and out of season. In and out of season. We don't have the power, so our power is the one that keeps us from falling. But when we fall, it'll seek us to come back. Abase, I don't know how to bound. That means in feast or famine, little or much, I stay on point. If you're going through something right now, don't worry. Seasons change. You go from up, down, you up, down. I guess that means you can reverse it. You can go down, up, down, up. That happened to me. Take it from me, I'm a witness.
Show ya. Let me show ya.
This kind of crazy.
Sometimes.
My bad. It's cracking. You are tuned into Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. I don't know what you looking at. Rep Grader got her some bad glasses on or something. She can't see right. It's 1 hour and 10 minutes left, okay? I don't know what you looking at. I tried to tell you, put the one little monocle on, man. You want to put on both glasses looking like a geek. Missed that title. Right? It is 1 hour and 10 minutes left. But I'm not going to be on here an hour and 10 minutes, though, because we're in the last chapter. We're in the last part already. Part number three for this hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. You know what I'm talking about? And Rep Grader shouted you out, Taylor May. She said, what up in the chat room? You can't get in there. He's driving. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. All right, yeah, you are tuned in to Hip-Hop Meets Christ. Shout out to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, man. We on this hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, part one, 1 Samuel chapter 11. We did that. Part two, Isaiah 39. We did that. Part three, Titus chapter one. We going there now. Yeah, that's a new chapter. New beginning. Let's get it. New beginning. New beginning. I like that, bro. God don't have to wait till no 2021 to give you a new beginning. God will give you a new beginning now. If you want it. Do you want a new beginning now? You can have it. Yeah. Given by God the Almighty. And ain't nobody going to stop him. He opened doors that no man can shut. And no human can shut. He closed doors that no human can open. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I don't know. They playing games with your internet or something, man. Because everything on my end is saying everything. So just stay on, man. I hope it don't cut you off. It still got you logged in for calling in at, 6 o'clock, shawty. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm talking to Rep Grader in the chat room. She's saying her computer showing it ain't got but 9 minutes left on the... And she sent me the image. It's reporting that, that we ain't got but 9 minutes left on the broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? But, yeah. So just stay on there. Or you have to call in. If they cut you off, you can call in or go to the replay. I don't know what's going on, but everything on my end saying the same thing. You know what I'm talking about? All right, where we at, man? Sorry, I apologize to everybody else if anybody else is showing up like that, but it ain't my fault. That's on some blog talk, internet type stuff. I don't know what it's doing, but we going to move on. Let's go. Where is Titus? Where is Titus? Where is Titus? Oh, chapter number one. Chapter number one. I can't seem to find it. Where is it hiding? It must be short. Golly, man. Titus, chapter number one. We just finished with Timothy, so it's right behind Timothy. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that wisdom. We just finished Timothy, right? And I just passed Timothy. All right, there's Titus. There it is. Titus is a young pastor, okay? A young pastor. Titus chapter number, yeah, I told you it was short, 3 chapters. We can read all them right now, ain't it? But I ain't going to do it. I'm just going to read one chapter. I'm not going to do it. Titus chapter number 1, verse 1 says, Paul, a bondservant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ. You know how people be giving their titles with a PhD behind their name, MD, what is it, MD, say, I don't even know. Yeah, PhD, MD, all that stuff. Look at what Paul's saying. And this is how we have to identify ourselves too, man, and give the example. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, you done finished driving? Taylor made by God. Done made it in the chat room. All right, that's what's up. That's what's happening. All right, Paul, look at the title. Look at who he is. There ain't just no title. But look at his. Paul, a bondservant of God. Yeah, not a PhD, but he's a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Who are you? I'm a bondservant of God and I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. According to the faith of God's elect. There it is. According to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of the truth, which accords with godliness. Verse 2 says, in hope of eternal life. Yeah, we all in hope of eternal life, following Christ, right? In hope of eternal life with God, who cannot lie. Yeah, we in hope. He told us something. It caused us to hope. We know he can't lie. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. He promised this before time began, man. But has in due time manifested it. He manifested it in due time. His word, but has in due time manifested his word through preaching, which was committed to me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. Verse 4. Yeah, don't forget who called you. All right? Don't forget who you have your faith in. Don't forget who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't forget it's not by your power or might, but it's by his spirit. Don't forget that it's not up to him who wills or him who runs, but it's up to God who shows mercy. You know what I'm talking about? All right, Titus chapter number 1. Verse 4 says, to Titus. So Paul did all that. That's his greeting, right? Did all that. Now he, to Titus, this goes to Titus, a true son in our common faith. He's a true son in our common faith. And that's why you can read this Bible and get encouraged, because these are people with the same common faith that you have, or you have the same common faith that the people had before you, right? That's how we do this. Grace, mercy, and peace from God. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Verse 5. For this reason I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking. Set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. So set in order the things that are lacking, and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. Now, God tells us to do stuff. He tells us what to do. You see what I'm saying? Tells us to do it. And the thing I like about these ones in the Bible, man, the ones that responded right, they went on ahead and did it. They didn't question God. They didn't second guess, none of that. All right? Trust God. Verse 6, yeah, he know what he's doing. I like that. That's a saying. Trust God. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, trust God. He know what he's doing. Verse 6, Titus chapter 1, verse number 6, says, if a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation, that's overindulging, or insubordination, right? Dissipation is, what is that? Because one of these mean, and I know the etymology over there going to help me out. Yeah, one of these means overindulging, and the other one means excessive drinking. All right, dissipation and insubordination. Verse 7 says, for a bishop must be blameless. So that's, what is that? One wife. So this is the characters of a bishop right here. Bishop. For a bishop must be blameless, as a steward of God, not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money. So we're reading the qualifications, of elders, you know what I'm saying, and bishop. All right? They were setting up the church. This was Paul getting a message to Titus, not Timothy this time, but Titus, another young preacher, And he told him, he was telling him how to set the things in order that's lacking in the churches and appoint elders. All right, so these are the elders that you appoint. Verse 6, let's go back. It says, if a man is blameless, that's the elder you appoint. If a man is blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of dissipation or insubordination. All right, that's the elder you choose. Verse 7, here go to bishop. For a bishop must be blameless. If you're going to choose somebody to be a bishop, you got to be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed. There's a lot of that going on in the church. They be self-willed. A lot of arrogant pastors, man. I'm talking about a lot of them, man. Not self-willed, not quick-tempered, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but hospitable, a lover of what is good, sober-minded, just, holy, self-controlled, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and convict those who contradict. Okay? That's the office or the characteristics or what have you of a bishop. You know what I'm talking about? And the elders. These are the kind of people that was chosen to, you know, lead the churches. Okay? The elders, the bishops. Okay. All right? Now, verse 10 says, for there are many insubordinate, that's disorderly, undisciplined, disorderly, undisciplined. There are many insubordinate, both idle talkers, okay, they just giving their own word, idle talkers and deceivers. You got to watch them. If they reading this word, they're not idle talkers. But if they just talking, got the Bible open, read one verse, and then just talk, blabbing, not even expounding on the scripture that was just read, because the Holy Spirit, if he do have a scripture, he going to preach from that scripture, but just, it's going to be still glorifying the Lord. It ain't going to be no idle talk. Okay? That's what deceivers do, especially those of the circumcision. So, for there are many insubordinate, many disorderly, undisciplined, many of them. I told you, it's a lot of churches that's tripping. Both idle talkers, a lot of churches that do that. Idle talk, deceivers, especially those of the circumcision, that whose mouths must be stopped. That's why you be feeling like hitting them all in their mouth sometimes. Right? Okay. Like, man, all that bull crap that y'all putting out there got to be stopped, man. It's people's souls at risk and on the line. Y'all up in here and on some religion and some traditional stuff. This is the way we go to church. Can't go to church no more. The doors are shut. Okay, anyway. Verse 11 says, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole household, teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. Now, running for Zion, but that's a lot of vocabulary in this thing here, bro. God, that's about four or five different words for the scholar over there, for the professor. There's dissipation, insubordination. There's two of them. Okay, insubordination again, that's three. Subvert, that's a one. Golly, subvert. Whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households. What subvert mean? Teaching things which they ought not, for the sake of dishonest gain. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they forget. We have to give an account for the things we're saying, right? Verse 12, look at this. Verse 12, one of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. God, don't. You don't want to be no Cretan. Somebody said, don't. I don't want to be no Cretan. Don't make me a Cretan, God. I don't know. And if you're a Cretan, say, Father, help me stop being a Cretan. Help me to stop being a Cretan. Golly, one of them, a prophet of their own, said, Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons. That sounds like presidents. Always lying. They evil, man. They lazy gluttons. They always suck in stuff for themselves. Verse 13 says, this testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Rebuke them. That music too smooth for a rebuke. Okay? Rebuke them. Their mouths must be stopped. Okay? Rebuke them. Yeah, hit them in the mouth, but do it spiritually. Do it spiritually, though. Mm-hmm. You got to go to war spiritual, man. We got real weapons. We go to a real war. We fight for real. All right? So, verse 13, we almost finished. Titus chapter 1, verse 13 says, "This testimony is true. Therefore, rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith." You rebuke them. A wise person will hear rebuke and get better. If they hear the rebuke, they will be sound in the faith, right? That's the reason you get rebuked, or, you know, you rebuke. You either rebuke, God use you to rebuke somebody, right? Or you either get rebuked, right? But if you, either way it goes, the one who get rebuked, if you receive that rebuke from the Holy Spirit now, you will, you know, become better. Yeah, that's a correction. You will become wiser. It's a wise person that hears the rebuke of the Spirit and listens and does what the Spirit says. But it's a fool that does not, that hears the rebuke but then don't apply the rebuke that they just heard. Yeah, I hear you, but he keep going on their own way. That's a fool. Somebody said, that's a fool. Yeah. I hear you, but I'm going to keep on going and doing this right here. That's a fool. So, verse 13, "This testimony is true, therefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables." The Hebrew Israelites, so they don't read this stuff. The Jews, the Jewish people who want to identify this, they don't read this. Jewish fables, man. They're commandments of men who turn from the truth. Look at the verse that tore all that up right there. The Jewish, the Hebrew Israelites, yeah, the Hebrew, the Israel, whoever. "Not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men who turn from the truth." Jesus is the truth. But them Jewish fables that they listen to are that religious stuff and philosophies and opinions and them commandments of men that they put out here like they commandments of God. They turn you from the truth. Jesus is the truth. You don't want to be led astray. Keep following Jesus all the way. Subvert, to overthrow something established or exist. I knew the professor was going to be on it. To cause the downfall, ruin, or destruction of. Thank you, professor. Appreciate you, brother. All right, Titus chapter number 1. Yes, sir. Appreciate that, though, for real. Titus chapter number 1, that helped me stay focused. Verse 15 says, "To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure." Do you see this? Do you hear this? Do you understand this? Okay? Check this out. Get your mind right. Get your heart right. Verse 15, Titus chapter 1. "To the pure, all things are pure." If you're pure, all things are pure. "But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure." So we'll walk around and say, man, everything is pure. Because we know God working all things out for our good. We know God is on our side, everything. But somebody who's defiled and don't even believe, they're going to say, "Boy, ain't nothing in this world pure." Even the Bible, they'll say that that's not pure. You see what I'm saying? But that's them, though. Somebody said that's them. Yeah, we know that the Bible is pure. Let me read this verse again before we get off this broadcast. "To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled," yeah, the ones that's messed up and unbelieving, "nothing is pure." So you can't listen to them. But even their mind and their conscience are defiled. And these are the same ones who be putting all these popular movies and TV shows and songs and all this stuff. And these famous folks, these are the same ones that's doing this. They defiled and unbelieving. And they trying to control our life and influence you and wash down and really, you know, take away your faith. They trying to crush your faith. But don't listen to them. They are defiled and unbelieving. They say nothing is pure. So they put out all this wickedness and stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? But even their mind and conscience are defiled. Their own mind. They making up all this stuff being created with the movies and TV shows and music, etc. And their mind is defiled. They
profess to know God, but in works they deny him. They say one thing with their mouth, but then how they live in what? How they live in what? Not lining up with God. They profess no religion. I'm talking about the real God watching now. If the sun sets you free, you're going to be free indeed. That's free from religion too. They profess to know God though. Out their mouth, they professing it. But in works, they deny him. Being abominable, against God's nature, disobedient, disqualified for every good work. Wow. Yeah, you could study that one again. That was loaded. That was loaded. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yep, that's that Bible study, hip hop Bible study, little buddy. And believe it or not, we finished with 50 minutes left on the clock. What are we going to do? Let me go find some else to preach about. Let's read the whole Bible. Now, just playing. When Hip Hop Meets Christ, appreciate y'all tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to let y'all go earlier today. You know what I'm talking about? For real. Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. Your homie Oasis on the line. As far as I know, we'll be back Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. All right? Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Again, Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern with Her New Narrative, Carlinda Writes. All right? That's Thursday at 5 p.m. Her New Narrative, Carlinda Writes. Friday, 9 p.m., The Believer's Vibe. The Believer's Vibe, Running for Zion. And Saturday at 11 a.m., y'all know how we do. You know what I'm talking about? How we always do about this time? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, that's where we're going to be at with Oasis. And this weekend, we all up in the topic, God's elect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And we get at you next time. Yeah, God's elect. While y'all up there trying to run to the polls and elect something, we already been elected by God. You know what I'm talking about? For real. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, your homie Oasis. We'll get at you next time. Peace.
I told you so. We are the ones. Yeah, cause Pac did a lot more for me than Barack. Salute. Afraid to lose everything we got. Nah, cause all we really got is our words. The pen is greater than the sword. La da 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 da. By the people, for the people. Seem like you only look out for your sort of people. I look around, it's more evil. Gotta see it in me. You see, every day we closer to that funeral. Every day a struggle, but the struggle's still beautiful. And doctors don't got patience for their patients, so they just send them to that pharmaceutical. We tell them that they need drugs, but I know that they need love. I ain't scared of that war of violence. The thing I'm more terrified of, I wanna snatch a generation out of apathy. Gotta do that now for this voice grow out of reach. And what we feeding people, that's a tragedy. So what you want, the chemicals and calories. Nobody taught us how to eat. Mama gone working 60-hour weeks. What's for dinner? Well, what's quicker and cheap? You got remote pants, you'll be raised by the TV. My mama worked the night shift, still made it out to every single game. Well, my father sat at home. I promised when I had my own that we will never be the same. Vendetta.
I told you.
We are the ones.
Y'all the ones.
Cause Pac did a lot more for me than Barack. Look, la 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 la.
Mr.
a Mr. or Mrs. Government official, we just won't listen. Mm-mm. You can't relate to how we live in from where you're sitting. That's why the artist got more influence than the politician. It's my generation. We know the news never tell the truth, so we go to Twitter for our information. It's so fast, y'all seem slow to us. By the time you print it tomorrow, it's old to us. We are the ones that you used to be. Brave idealists with a dream and went corrupted by the cream. Yeah, this pen is not for sale. They nickel and dime it. We still throwing quarters in a wishing well. And I know you can't imagine losing the lifestyle that you're so used to having. And yo, we still make decisions for the fact that they're awesome, not just for the profit margin. Hold up, how I'm talking. I got excess, others got need. I got to answer to God for all of these sneaks. I got 100 pairs, but only 2 feet. God forgive me, y'all been thinking about me. We point fingers at people who sin different, skin different, but the same color we bleed. You wanna know the real problem in America? Always has been and it always will be me. If you had any other answer, you've been deceived. We've been looking for salvation and education, money, leaders, and policies. But we got a bigger need. We got a sin that we inherited. We divide ourselves by class, skin, color, and our heritage. Will I create a bankrupt to heaven so that we can all be there with us, brothers and sisters?
I told you so. I told you. We are. La 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 la. Not afraid to lose everything we got. Nah, 'cause all we really got is word, word, word. The pen is greater than the sword. La 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 la.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.